Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Welcome to another week on Mind Games. This week we're considering the idea of healing and how we overcome and survive from those negative experiences that we have in life. And the first point that I'd like to make is that often we're forced to overcome and heal both physically and psychologically, and that the processes are often quite different. When the physical healing process is often straightforward, but as they correctly say, the emotional and the psychological healing takes a lot longer for those people have experienced trauma in their lives. So when it comes to psychological healing, what we're actually talking about there, the healing process, is about incorporating and integrating the traumatic experience into our understanding of ourselves and the world. Any traumatic experience or negative experience we have changes our knowledge of ourselves, our place, and the world in really, really deep ways. So the biggest thing is that we start to then need to restructure and resense the world and where we fit in it. So Judith Herman was a writer who worked in the trauma field for a number of years and has been very influential. And she said that trauma survivors go through three stages in their recovery. The first is safety, and that's the quintessential point of recovery is knowing that I'm safe in the world and re-establishing the sense of safety in my life and in my personal being. The second stage was a stage called remembrance and mourning, where I start to look at my experience, start to retell that story and start to make sense of it and myself and what they mean, given that they're together. And the third stage is the stage of reconnection, whereby if I'm able to have integrated some of my traumatic experiences into my sense of who I am and how I'm a survivor, then I can actually start to reach out and connect with the community and really, really beautifully start to help others heal from the same experiences. So the idea of a narrative is very, very important. So the first point that I would like to make for those people who may have experienced trauma or for people who know that someone has experienced trauma is to encourage them to talk, but to respect silence. So two things there, really, really important. If they're willing to talk about it, please do whatever you can to sit and listen and to, you don't need to solve or find a solution for the problem, but just allowing them to talk is so important. A lot of evidence suggests that when people make a disclosure about a trauma they've experienced, that it is an incredibly brave and courageous thing for them to do. And actually by discouraging them or dismissing the fact that a trauma has occurred for them is actually doubling the impact. The second thing you can do is believe them. When they say something's happened, more damage is caused by not believing them than by saying, okay, I hear what you're saying and let's see what we can do to help. And then care. Care enough to support them through that process and understand a little bit about what they might be going through, because psychological healing can be a very long process and can be quite a journey. Healing just takes time, it takes courage, it takes strength, and it takes support. So with these three things, people can actually become stronger individuals because of their negative experiences. And they say that a bone that breaks and then remakes itself is actually stronger because of that. And if people can think about the strength and resilience that they have to have survived the traumatic experience, they can actually become much stronger because of that and actually assist others on their journey. Stay safe this week on Mind Games.